Hi, welcome to Youth English. I'm Peter.
Hello everyone, I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。Well, Sam, are you ready for today's show?
Yes, Peter, I am ready. Last night I got a really good night's rest. Mm-hmm. This morning had a super great healthy breakfast. I'm full of energy. I had my cup of coffee already, so I'm ready to put my best foot forward, give the guests a great show.
That sounds great. Let's do it.
Let's go.
那么刚才问 Sam 一个问题，说我们节目马上开始了，你准备好了吗？ Sam 说没有问题，昨天晚上呢睡得不错，然后呢今天的早饭吃得非常的好，所以呢我现在完完全全做好准备了，我可以努力的把今天的节目做好，那用到我们昨天讲到的 idiom put my best foot forward and make the show as interesting as possible.
Yeah, sure.
Alright, and what about today's idiom? So you're ready to try your best.
I promise.
Okay. Well, let's see.
Well, today's idiom is, our new idiom is, put your cards on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Put your cards, C-A-R-D-S,on the table.
那么今天的 idiom 听起来呢我们比较熟悉，表示一个人在桌上把所有的牌放到上面，那么这样我们想起来在打扑克的时候呢，如果说我们把所有的牌都放在桌面上的话呢，让对方对你非常的了解。 So your opponents, your friends know you exactly who you are.
Yeah, well, I mean, know exactly what kind of hand you have or the kind of cards you have.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like maybe it's a poker idiom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, we show people our cards because we think like, haha, look at me, my cards are really great, I win.
那么今天的idiom可能跟我们的打牌有关系，下面我和 Sam 做一个 conversation， 看看我们生活当中如何用这个 cards。 Put the card on the table.
But keep in mind, when you put your cards on the table, they're not always great cards.
Right. Hey Sam, did you propose to Mary last night?
Well, yes, I did.
So what did she say?
Well, let me start at the beginning, because
All right.
You know what? You know I was super nervous about proposing yesterday.
Of course.
Because I decided before my proposal, I wanted to lay my cards or put my cards out on the table.
Mm-hmm.
So I told her, Mary, look, this is my financial situation. I'm a student. I don't have a lot of money. I don't come from a rich family. So I'm quite actually...poor.
Mm-hmm.
And if she said yes to getting married to me, that it would mean it'd be a little tough right now. We'd have to rent a very cheap apartment. The ring that I would get for her would probably be a fake diamond.
A fake diamond?
Yeah. So I just basically told her my whole situation. But after I graduate and get my PhD, I will be able to find a good job. I'll be able to get her the new diamond, a real diamond that she wants,
mm-hmm.
a good house. She probably wouldn't have to work. So if she could just kind of be patient right now, then no problem in the future. She'll have a great, happy life.
So did she say yes?
Well, she made me kind of nervous because
uh-huh.
she just sat there thinking about it for about 5 minutes. My hands were sweating, but
uh-huh.
she said, yes, I love you. I will for sure marry you. So, oh my God.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes, thank you, Peter.
那么刚才的对话问 Sam 说，昨天你跟 Mary 求婚了吗？用这个单词 propose。 Sam 说，当然了。那么 Mary 跟你说行还是不行，我们非常迫切的想知道他女朋友 Mary 的这个态度。 Sam 说先别着急，我的把这个故事从头给你讲起。 Sam 把他的这个个人情况呢跟 Mary 呢做了一个非常清楚的一个交代。他首先说到说他现在是个学生，经济状况呢不是那么的好，可能呢结婚之后呢需要租一个很小的房子，另外呢结婚之前他也没有钱给 Mary 买非常昂贵的 a diamond ring， 一个钻戒，只可能买一个假的钻戒。但是呢跟 Mary 说你需要耐心一下，然后呢等我 PhD 博士毕业之后呢，我可以找到一个非常好的工作，那么之后我们的生活的情况会有所改善。在故事的一开始， Sam 跟 Mary 把他的情况一五一十的说清楚，那么这个英文怎么说呢？就可以用到我们今天讲到的 idiom put his cards on the table， 表示说把自己的所有的牌都摊在了桌上，让对方看清楚了解。
Now today's idiom you can see in two different ways. First we could say put our cards on the table, but also the second way is lay your cards on the table.
那么这个词组呢另外的一个说法呢是 lay your cards on the table， 它把我们今天讲到的一个 put 换成另外一个动词 lay， 其实它的意思呢都一样的。 So besides in a relationship marriage, could you give us another scenario using put your cards on the table.
Yeah, well, another situation where we want to make everything clear for someone is maybe in the business world.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, Peter, if I came to you with a business proposal,
mm-hmm.
maybe I'm looking for you maybe with a little financial support,
mm-hmm.
well, I would want to make clear everything. So if I lay my cards on the table, I would tell you, okay, like how long it's going to take before this company or this business starts making money.
Mm-hmm.
All the different problems or challenges we might face. Mm-hmm. And so I would lay everything and give you all the details of the business proposal.
那么另外一个场景呢，是两个人在一起做生意，或者是说在这个商业谈判当中，对方把他所有的底牌或所有的情况跟你一五一十的讲清楚。比如刚才 Sam 讲的例子呢，他呢要跟我一起合资来干一件事情，但是呢他事先需要把这件事情他里面可能存在的机会或者是风险要跟我讲清楚，以便呢让我有所准备。
This I think we can all appreciate because instead of trying to hide something from you, I'm very honest and open about the situation. That way you can make a safe and honest decision.
Right, 那么一旦一个人能够开诚布公的把事实说清楚的话呢，那么整个事情会变得非常的 open, clear, and I like the word transparent.
Yeah, exactly.
非常的透明。
Yeah.
那么里面不存在任何的 cheating and the fraud involved in this matter, right?
Yeah, very secretive. You just make it sound like it's a dream, everything's wonderful. You don't tell people about the bad things or the challenges you might face.
Right, 所以说我们在以后做事情的时候呢，尽量把自己的牌都摊在桌上，让对方了解你。
Lay your cards on the table.
On the table, right. Well, that's it for today's idiom.
Okay.
And now let's go to part two, our story. The continuation of the richest man in India.
Yeah, now yesterday we learned a lot about the actual house,
mm-hmm.
Antilia. But today we're going to talk a little bit more about the actual man building the house.
Right, and before we go to today's story, and now let's check vocab first.
Now it's time to hit the books.
Today's first word for our hit the books is sector. Sector. S-E-C-T-O-R. Sector.
第一个单词 sector, 它可以翻译成一个东西的一部分。另外呢，如果指整个经济的话呢，它指一个经济的部门，一个 business sector.
Or financial sector.
Financial sector, right.
Yeah, right. Next, we have the word obscenely. Obscenely. O-B-S-C-E-N-E-L-Y, obscenely.
第二个单词呢，在这里面翻译成令人讨厌的 something disgusting.
Well, that brings us to the next word, which is lavish. Lavish. L-A-V-I-S-H. Lavish.
第三个单词 lavish 翻译成中文是奢侈的。
Next, we have splash out. Two words. Splash out.S-P-L-A-S-H, out, splash out.
第四个呢是个词组，有两部分构成，第一个呢是 splash, 第二个呢是 out. 首先我们看看这个词 splash, 它表示说把水呢给它溅起来。我们想一想，在我们国家的云南有一个泼水节叫 Water Splashing Festival.
Yeah.
Also in Thailand.
Yeah, right.
Very popular, a festival.
Yeah, we've seen it in movies.
Right.But today is a splash out. It has nothing to do with water, right?
No. Here it's kind of an action, so it's almost like acting out, but in
right.
a different word.
那么今天这个词组呢 splash out 跟泼水节没有太大的关系，它表示一个人花钱的那个程度，那个状况，表示一个人把大量的钱花掉的意思。 Spend a lot of money.
Well, next is the word sting. Sting. S-T-I-N-G. Sting.
下一个单词 sting 是一个动词，表示蜜蜂蛰人的意思， sting your body. 但是呢今天肯定跟蜜蜂没有关系，它表示说一个人对另外一个人的批评， criticize.
Well, our last word, we saw it yesterday one time, we'll see it again. It's the word tycoon. Tycoon. T-Y-C-O-O-N. Tycoon.
今天最后一个单词表示一个人非常的有钱，在业界里面有一定的口碑，英文叫做 tycoon, 翻译成中文是大亨的意思。
Yes, so yesterday we talked about a man who was an Indian steel, tycoon, made a lot of money from the steel business.
Right. So remember the other day you mentioned you will run a cupping business, right, in America. You will be a cupping tycoon in America.
Yeah, well, that would be something to see.
如果 Sam 在美国开一家拔火罐店的话 cupping business, 那么 Sam 将成为一个拔火罐的大亨 a cupping tycoon.
Yeah, well, anything's possible, right?
Samuel Phillips.
Yes, that's right.
All right, now let's go to today's story.
Okay, so let's learn a little bit about the actual man himself.
All right.
He is the chairman of Reliance Industries, India's largest private sector company, which has interests in oil, gas, textiles, retail, and telecommunications. He also owns the India Premier League 2020 cricket team, the Mumbai Indians. While the home costs about $77 million to build, Mumbai's growing property prices means Antilia is now estimated to be worth 15 times more, about $1 billion. An Indian design magazine editor, Shini Varghese, said Antilia was so obscenely lavish that she doubted many other wealthy folk would splash out in such a manner.But we are heading into the sort of culture where money is not a question when setting up a home, Mr. Varghese told The Guardian. Mr. Ambani is believed to have previously avoided overt displays of his wealth, although Indian media reported his purchase of a $60 million Airbus corporate jet for his wife as a 44th birthday present in 2007. Perhaps he has been stung by his portrayal in the media as an introvert.Hamish McDonald, who has written a book about the family Mahabharata in polyester, told The Guardian. Maybe he is making the point that he is a tycoon in his own right. Mr. Ambani and his family are reportedly currently living in the more modest surrounds of a 14-story apartment building.
All right, 下面看看印度这个最有钱的人他的赚钱的方式是怎么来的。第一个呢，我们看看他赚钱的手段呢，他是一家私有的公司 ，a private sector company。
Yes。
那么私有呢 ，private sector 是这里面这个 private 表示私营的 ，sector 呢表示说一个阶层、一个部门或者一个部分。
Yeah, so the government doesn't have any control or anything to do with the company.
Right. 所以说我们说私营企业可以叫做 private sector company。那么它经营的范围包括了说石油 ，oil, gas。textile, 纺织以及呢 retail and telecommunication, 通信等等。那么这些行业呢在经济的运行当中都是利润非常大的一个 business.
Yeah, they involve like almost every part of our life, so they're very necessary.
同时呢他还拥有印度的一家曲棍球队。我们知道呢曲棍球在中国或其他国家不是非常的 popular, 受大家欢迎，但是在印度或者是一些英联邦国家是非常受欢迎的一个 sport, 他们也有世界杯。当然了，那么参加世界杯的国家呢只局限于英联邦的这些国家，同时呢他有世界冠军 the world champion of cricket.
Oh, wow. Yeah, and this team is called the Mumbai Indians.
Right.
And we know like in the US, well, they used to call the Native Americans Indians, which we now know is improper.Because they're not from India,
right.
So these are the real Indians because the team's really from India.
Right, they are the real Indians and from India, right?
Yeah, so remember that Indians in the U.S. are no longer called Indians, they're called Native
American.
Americans.
Right,
yes.
所以呢我们知道一旦说在印度拥有一家曲棍球队的话呢这个人一定是非常有钱的人。
Of course. You know, the home, because yesterday we mentioned it costs $1 billion.But actually, here it says the home actually cost $77 million to build. So why did it have a jump in value from $77 million to $1 billion?
那么它现在的房子呢值10亿美金，但是呢当时它建房子的时候呢总共投资了$77 million。那么为什么说它的房子从$77 million一下跳到了10亿？那么这几年孟买的房价也在突飞猛进的在暴涨，所以导致了它的房价从$77 million涨到了10亿。
Yes, so what a huge increase in prices. This house is 15 times more valuable. That's why it's $1 billion.
Right, 所以它的房价呢已经涨了将近15倍 ,15 times.
Whoa, that is a huge, huge increase.
Right.
Now, there was an Indian design magazine editor, and I kind of like how she describes this house, which, remember, is called Antilia. She says Antilia is so obscenely lavish that she doubts actually other rich people would splash out in such a manner.
那么下面看一看印度的一家杂志的一个 manager, 他的评价是这个房子 so obscenely lavish, 这个房子令人恶心的奢侈。当然了，我们这个词的恶心呢应该翻译成什么 extremely,、
yeah.
太豪华了，太奢侈了，这里面 obscenely 不要翻译成令人讨厌的，令人恶心的，它表示的程度非常非常的高，跟令人讨厌的没有太大的关系，所以大家这个词呢不要理解成为 disgusting.
Yeah, because of course, a 27-story building is not going to be disgusting, it's going to be justAmazing with all the beautiful hanging gardens, the three helipads.
Right.
So we could see, but you know, this house is only built for five people.
Right.
That is the man, his wife, his three children. So I think that's why we can say it's extremely or obscenely lavish because he has 600 staff working for him at his house.
Right. 对于五口之家的话呢，他们拥有一个27层高的一个住所。那么对于他来讲呢，的的确确无法接受。那么这个人如此大手笔的花钱，对他来讲 obscenely lavish.
So not even rich people like Bill Gates will splash out in this kind of way. Their house is more modest when compared to this man's house.
Right. 那么说世界上还有其他一些非常有钱的人，但是呢，他的房子跟这个印度人相比呢非常的寒酸了已经。
But you know what? Actually, the same writer of that article mentioned that, well, maybe we're going to see more of these kinds of houses. Because actually, we're heading into the sort of culture where money, when it comes to building a house, is not a question. Anything you want, no matter how expensive, just put it in there.
Right. So he realized there's a culture of rich men, they want to invest more money,in setting up a home.
Yeah, that's right.
人们呢同时注意到呢在富人圈里面有这么一个趋势，他们愿意呢花更多的钱来建造自己的房子。
But you know, it seems kind of strange that Mr. Ambani would do something like this. Because, actually in the past, the article mentions that he's avoided overt displays of his wealth. So even though he has billions of dollars, he doesn't make this big, big display like, hey,Look at me, I have so much money.
那么印度这个有钱人呢，最开始呢，他非常的低调，尽量的 avoid over display of his wealth, 不会把自己的财富呢显露给外面人。但是呢，现在他这个大房子一盖完之后，全印度人，包括全世界的人都知道 he is the one of the richest men in the world.
Yeah, that's right. Well, even though I think in general he has avoided these displays of wealth, he did do something interesting for his wife's44th birthday.
Right. 但是呢之前呢他也做了一些让大家博得眼球的一些事情。比如说在2007年为他的妻子的44岁生日呢买了一个 airplane, 买了一架飞机。
Yeah, but it's not like a little airplane, a little jet, it's an air bus. A $60 million. So that was actually just a little bit cheaper, $17 million than it actually took him to build his house.
Right.
$77 million. This was a $60 million Airbus corporate jet for
right. 这架飞机呢是一架空客飞机，当时的花费呢是$60 million. Well, it's not a small jet because it's a corporate jet.
Yeah.
So what is a corporate jet?
Corporate meaning like for the business. So like, maybe his wife needs to go to the United States for a business trip. Well, instead of hopping on a regular plane or a small jet,She's got an Airbus.
Right.
So I think Air Force One, the air jet that the President of the United States rides on, is like an Airbus.
Right.
So she has like her own huge airplane.
Right. 那么这架飞机呢是一架 corporate jet, 是一架什么呢？商用的飞机。它往往呢是那种商业人士呢进行这个旅行的时候呢非常喜欢的一种机型。知道公司的一些 CEO 呢不愿意跟大家一起坐飞机，哪怕是头等舱，有的时候会觉得非常的尴尬，所以呢他们愿意自己呢有一辆自己的飞机， a corporate jet。他可能说并不一定是 CEO 或 CFO 等等几个人坐，可能公司的高层一起来 share the jet。那么这种飞机叫 corporate jet。
Yeah. But an Airbus, you know, it's so big, you could probably have, like, if you just wanted you and a couple CEOs together, you could have, like, a swimming pool. That jet is so big.
Yeah, I saw the interior of the corporate jet was so luxurious.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it is.
大家在网上呢可以看到一些 corporate jet 里面的内饰非常的豪华，包括它的座椅有的都是皮的。Very, very luxurious.
But, you know, even though he did that, he's still not known. So, actually, there's been an interesting observation by a man who wrote a book about this man's family. His name is Hamish McDonald. He wrote a book about the family called, it's kind of a strange name to me, it's Mahabharata and Polyester.
在过去呢人们的心目当中这个印度人呢被看作是一个比较内向的一个人。It's a very introvert person.
Yeah, that's what he said.
He doesn't talk that much.
Yeah, and he doesn't come out into the public a lot, so he probably doesn't have a lot of like big parties and not seen in the public very much.
And also keep himself in low profile.
Exactly. But maybe this guy mentioned he was stung by this kind of view as an introvert. So, hey, you know, you want to call me an introvert? Boom! Big, big house.
那么现在呢，这个印度人给大家的一个惊喜，从原来一个非常 introvert 内向的一个人变成了一个非常高调的人，因为呢，他建造了世界上最高的一个什么私人的住宅。
Yeah, he wants people to know he is a tycoon,
right?
Not to be messed with.
同时呢，通过这个楼让大家知道他是世界上的一个非常有钱的一个 tycoon， 反正中文是大亨，非常有钱的人。
But it turns out, actually, if you look at the house he lived in before this really big, big house, well, it also was not that small because it was a 14-story apartment building.
Well, when we look at the word he used, a modest 14-story apartment building.
Yes, that's right.
那么他原来住的这个房子呢，只是一个非常低调的14层的一个公寓。For average people, it's still very luxurious.
Yes, that's right. But it's very modest compared to a 27-story building.
Right. 那么说对于27层的一个公寓大楼来讲，他原来这个14层的楼呢，是非常非常的低调了。但是我们知道14层的一个公寓楼对于一个家庭来讲，对于一般的老百姓是一个我们从来不敢想象的一件事情，但是对于有钱人来讲 is a modest, very modest.
Yeah. So we've looked at an overview of the house. We've looked at a kind of an overview of the man who built the house. And next we're going to get into some more details about the actual like specs or details, the real fine small details of went intoOf the real small fine details of what went into building the house.
So you're talking about tomorrow we will have an apartment tour, right?
Yeah, kind of a tour, who helped him design this kind of house, things like that.
那么明天呢我们将走进这个大厦看看里面究竟有什么让我们意想不到的东西。Well, time is up for today.
Yes.
And see you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everyone. Hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM774 以及听听 FM 上收听。
外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774，京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。
一二三，起来！
不用磨皮美白，不用修出锥子脸，微笑就是我最好的自拍辅助神器。
微笑不需要理由，微笑可以传染，千百万人的微笑组成了一座城市的表情，我们一起让北京笑起来。
好，准备啊，来笑一个，哎，对对，保持住。
Swinging in the backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take a party downtown. I say you the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on.Play a video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better thanThe world was built for two. Only worth living if somebody is loving you. Baby, now you do. Singing in the old bar, swinging with the old stars, living for the fame.Kissing in the blue dark, playing pool and wild dogs, video game.
You alright?
He holds me in his big arms, drunk and I am seeing stars, this is all I think of. Watching all our friends fall in and out of old clothes, this is my idea of fun, playing video games. It's you, it's you, it's all.Tell you all the time, heaven is a place on earth.